The Gemara Daf Chavez and Vez brings down a story about how the Baitusim used to try to trick the Chachamim so they would mess up the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Kiddush Levana, and make it work out according to how the Baitusim wanted it to work. So the Gemara brings down the story, the Pamachas, Bikshu Baitusim, Lahatas, is Chachamim. They wanted to trick the Chachamim, so Sachar Shnei Bnei Anam Adal Me'azuz. They hired two different people to go give a false testimony for 400 zuz, echad mishalanu v'echad mishalahem. One was a baitusi, and one of them was really a non-baitusi, who was mishalanu, one of ours, one of the people who supported the chachamim, who wanted to make sure that the baitusim, he wanted to sabotage the baitusim's plan and make sure that they don't get away with their edu sheker. So they each promised 200 zuz to go and be made falsely about the levana, but the one which was mishalanu ended up giving it away, and he hinted to the chachamim that this is really a false testimony. So the Chachamim were very appreciative, and the Chachamim told him that the Masayim Zuz Nesunim L'cha B'matana, that even though you didn't fulfill your obligation towards the one who hired you to give a false testimony because you gave it away, Afal Pichin, you could keep the 200 Zuz that was promised to you, and it's yours, it's B'matana, it's a gift. So Rashi is bothered that what right do the Chachamim have to do that? At the end of the day, the guy made a tenai with him. He said, I'll give you 200 Zuz if you give this false aid. The aid did not fulfill his tenai because he gave it away to the Chachamim that he was hired to give this false testimony, so Lechari should not be allowed to keep the money. So what right does he have to keep this money? So Rashi says that this is working because of the din of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. As we know from the Gemara Nivamas and Gemara Gittin, Kayach, there's a Kayach the Bezen have, based on Psukim, to be Mafker money. They have a certain authority over everyone's money that they could take away money and give money. That's the Kayach of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now, to do it, there's a big Shailun, the Achrainim, and it ends up really being a machlokes rishonim. How far does this kach of hefker bezen hefker go? Does hefker bezen hefker just mean that they have the right to be mafker? They could take away someone's money if the chacham wanted to do it, or do they also have the ability to give it? Could they give the money? Could they give Reuben's money to Shimon and say now this money belongs to Shimon? Some rishonim say they can only be mafker. Hefker bezen hefker means they could take it away, but they can't give it. They could remove it from Reuben, but now it's belongs to Bezen, belongs to nobody. But they don't have the right to be makne to somebody else, to actually give it b'matana to someone else. Other rishonim say that they have the ability to actually be makne the money, and they could take it away from Reuben and give it to Shimon. That's a shaila chakir that the achronim have, the machne Ephraim and others, and it seems to be a machlokes rishonim. The question is, al-chayr from this gemara is a raya that they do have a kach to be makne, because they said that the masayim zuz nesunim l'cha b'matana, they said these 200 zuz are now yours. So they're giving it to them. They're not just taking it away from the one who hired them, but they're actually giving it to this person. L'chayr, you have a raya from here that they do have a kach to be makne, to give a matana. The question is how the other Rishonim gonna understand this Gemara. And I think that it's possible that Rashi is really coming to bavar in this kasha. Rashi is coming to answer this question to show that there's no raya from here to that shita, because Rashi adds a couple words over here which he lachar didn't have to say. In Dibra Masko Masayim Zuz and Sim Lucham Matana, Rashi says, but Tehei Rashai La'akvan, and you're allowed to keep them. Why does he have to say you're allowed to keep them? It says in the Gemara, the Sim Lucham Matana, they're yours. It seems that Rashi is bavarning that the Chacham and the Bezen didn't actually give it to him. That they might not have the ability to do. They took it away from the person who hired them. It's no longer his. But they can't give it to this person. They can't give it to that aide. But they're telling him, if you want to be mak of them, you could. If you want to keep them, you could. You could go make your own kinyan. You could take it. That's up to you. But we don't have a right to give it to you. We could just take it away from him. But once you take it away from him, it remains hefker. Now you can go on your own and you can be mak of it. So it could be that's a rashi's bavarning with these words. With Tehra Shai La'akvan, you can learn the Gemara even according to the other Rishonim as well. Just want to end off with the interesting thing over here. Whenever the Gemara says the din of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, both in Yevamos and Peitas and Gittin Lamed Vav, the Gemara says it in an interesting way. The Gemara says Hefker, Bezen, Haya, Hefker. Adds that word Haya. Hefker, Bezen, Haya, Hefker. And Rashi quotes it over here. When he quotes that Gemara, he says, Minayin Shefker, Bezen, Hefker. He leaves out that word Haya. So the question is, why does Rashi leave it out if the Gemara says it? And really, the question is on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say Hefker, Bezen, Haya, Hefker? In a Lashon Avar, in past tense, Lachaya, it's a Slav Dafka in the past. It's a then which is true that Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. So the answer is, like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Chiddush Manivamis, that this word Haya was not really in the Gemara. This was added because of the censors, that they didn't want to write the words Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. It sounds like Bezen has a kayach to go ahead and be mafker, go ahead and take away people's money, and that's not something that people would be happy about, so therefore they put in the word Haya to say that this was something in the past. Bezen used to have this kayach, but they no longer have it anymore. That's not really part of the original text of the Gemara. When Rashi quoted the Gemara, he wrote it the real way that it should be written, which is Minayin Shefker, Bezen, Hefker, and he left out that word Haya. That's the Chayr, the Pshan, Rashi over here, but there are places in Shas, Lamashal, and Yevamos, and Daf Tzadi, where Rashi quotes the Gemara with the word Haya. Could be that there is a censorship in Rashi as well, but the Ikker Gir says Hefker Bezdin, Hefker.